This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear. I've been in therapy, psychotherapy, since October of 2017. I'm in psychotherapy. I am not, I repeat, not a psychopath. If this is your first time seeing my face, like I said, the point of my platform is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and to also, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of, you know, said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the new supply, the next supply, the narcissist new person, the person after you, your replacement, or whatever you want to call them, and hiding that person. Because a lot of times, when you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person in general, because guess what, y'all? I know that everybody's not a narcissist. I'm not trying to make it seem like everybody's a narcissist. I'm just giving my perspective and what I talk about on my one-on-ones when I'm doing over Zoom. The narcissist will hide the new person. They'll hide the next person. And there's a few reasons behind this. Reason number one is to keep you on the hook. The biggest reason is to keep you on the hook. To have a backup plan. Like, not only do narcissists like to keep you on the hook by hiding the next person, but, like, you know, not posting any pictures, not telling their friends and family, not telling your friends and family if y'all are married or if your families are interconnected like that, not telling your, like, your friend circle, not telling your friend group, not telling anybody. Just like keeping it off the cuff. But you know there's a new person because, like, you may have seen them around town or something like that. You might have heard through the grapevine or something like that, but they keep it from you in particular to have you as a backup plan, to keep you from moving on, have you as a backup plan just in case this new person doesn't work out, just in case I need somewhere to go. If this relationship is not all what it cracked up to be, you know, I want to be able to come back to you. I want to be able to come back home. The narcissist wants to be able to come back to you or have you come back home or whatever the situation is. However the discard happened, they want to be able to come back to you. And so they keep you on the hook by denying the other person exists. You can look them directly into their face and ask them, hey, have you moved on? Is there anybody else? And they'll say, no, there's nobody else. Well, what make you think that? I'm still trying to process our relationship and how, you know, I'm still trying to get over you. I don't have time for anybody else. This, that. But, you know, there's a new person. You can't prove it. Sometimes you can prove it and they still deny it. But, you know, you can't prove it, but there's another person in the picture. So you get to be caught in, like, the loop. Not in the loop. You get to be, like, put in the on the bench. Like, if this is a starting lineup, now you on the bench. And a lot of times if y'all are engaged in any kind of, like, you know, physical intimacy, then the narcissist probably doesn't want to lose that as well. It's like we can still be physically intimate because there's nobody else. It's just you. I'm just trying to process what we went through. So y'all still have that physical connection, the physical intimacy and whatnot. But you know that the narcissist, the person, has moved on. Because you can't prove it, you wonder. You don't. I mean, if you know, if you ask, you'll get lied to about it. It's just a lot of moving pieces in that situation. But, like, the number one reason is to, you know, keep you on the hook. Keep you, you know, everything the way that you know, to keep you, and also, like, keep you from moving on. Even when a narcissist has a new supply, they, a lot of times, like, we don't want you to move on to somebody else. And that's what a lot of times I tell people, a narcissist, it goes from love bombing to feeling like they own you, feeling like it's ownership, feeling like you are their prized possession, and they don't want anybody else to have you, even though they might not want you in this moment. They don't want to see you with somebody else. So if you can't prove I have anybody else, then you don't need to have anybody else. And they'll keep, like I said, even though you know the narcissist person has moved on, you can't prove it because they haven't, like, came out right and said it. They might still be popping up at your house, still trying to, you know, keep everything normal, keep the schedule normal and things like that. Especially if y'all haven't been living together anyway. They want to keep everything normal and copacetic. And like I said, they don't want to see you move on. because the second you move on, they're going to pop up and they're going to, you know, and they're going to show up and show out a lot of times. Not a lot of times. Sometimes they're going to show up and show out, depending on the type of person that narcissist is. They'll show up on you. They'll pop up at your house, pop up at school.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Something like that on you at your job or something like that, because they don't want you to move on, even though they have, even though, you know, we found somebody else, we've moved on. We don't want you to move on. And it's just, like, y'all, it can be as simple as that. They don't want you to move on. Another reason why a narcissist will hide the new supply is image. Image is everything. If that new person is like, I guess we're going to use the regular terms of downgrade. If that new person is a downgrade from you, then the narcissist will want to keep that person a secret sometimes too. Like, I don't want to know, let anybody know that this is a, you know, a downgrade, I've downgraded or whatever. I got a new man or woman that is not up to par with the other person I was with, so I'm gonna hide this from public eye as well. You won't know about this person because I don't want anybody to know that, you know, I've downgraded. Or the narcissist in your life, man or woman, doesn't want people to know that they've possibly downgraded as well, so they keep it a secret. You know what I mean? And they can spread, they can keep that, you know, they can tell the new supply something like, look, I like to have a private life. I don't post pictures on social media. I like to keep everything, I like to keep our relationship private, because that's what happened to my last relationship. Social media got in the way because everybody started asking questions and doing stuff like this and, you know, spreading rumors. I don't like that type of stuff, so I like to keep my relationship private. And scene. As simple as that, because the new supply is getting love bombed, they'll listen to whatever the narcissist has to say. Literally, anything that comes out of the narcissist's mouth, the new supply is going to be eaten up like a, you know, like a Sunday dinner soup, like a souffle, a Sunday souffle, like delicious, because you love bomb me. You know what I mean? Another time, like another reason a narcissist will hide their new supply is for financial reasons, because in some states, if you can prove, especially if they were cheating on you with this person, if you can prove that person cheated on you, then what would kick in is something called alienation of, I mean, in my state, in North Carolina, if you are, you know, alienation of affection, you can sue the person, you can sue the new person. If that relationship started before your marriage ended, then they had an affair with you, you say that was one of the contributing factors to the divorce, to the separation or whatever, you can sue that person for alienation of affection. So it could be financial. You might have a prenup or something like that that has cheating or something like that written into the prenup. So it could be completely financial reasons that they hide the new supply. You know what I mean? The new supply can be hidden. Another reason is because the new supply might be somebody that you know. It might be a close mutual friend. It might be a family member. It might be somebody that you know that the narcissist doesn't want you to find out about, because it's somebody close to the cuff that they told you not to worry about. That's either their best friend. Hey, this is my bestie. Hey, this is my BFF. Hey, this is my homegirl. Hey, this is my brother. Stuff like that. It's a person they told you not to worry about. So a lot of times it can be, you know, it can be because you know the person. You can know the person. You can be like somebody you are very, very close to. And then, like I said, that keeps you on the hook. So a lot of times, like I said, the narcissist doesn't have to flaunt the new person. They just don't have to. A lot of times, like, oh, he or she is giving, they're giving the new person everything that they promised me. In this case, in this scenario right here, they could be doing that and keeping it low key as hell. You just won't know. And like I said, if you have inklings, you don't have, like I said, if they've moved on and you know they moved on, and you know deep down that they moved on, they acting weird, they don't want to touch you or talk to you anymore or whatever, just, you know, just go about your business, keep it moving. Don't ask too many questions, because you don't need proof. Like, prove it. Prove I'm talking to somebody else. And you can't, for a lot of times, you can't prove it. You know, hire a private investigator to look at your ex-boyfriend of 3 months to see if they have a new girlfriend or something like that. No, you're not going to do that. You know what I mean? And yeah, you know, like I said, there's a few reasons right there. I know there are a few more reasons, but, you know, I like to try to keep these short and sweet to the point so I can do them every day. If I had a rambling of 20, 30 minutes every day, I wouldn't get through them. And I know y'all wouldn't listen to me ramble for 30 minutes, because I get off topic a lot. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Narcissist Code, the Narcissist New Supply. Hi to them. Hi, no sneaky snakes. No sneaky snake narcissists. I'm one of them, so I've done some sneaky snake stuff too. But I truly appreciate it. If you haven't liked and subscribed, go ahead and like and subscribe for me, please. I truly appreciate all the support. We're closing in on 40,000 followers on YouTube. My podcast, the podcast is doing well as well. So if you're listening to this in Apple Music or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. You're blessed as well. Mental illness is out. Peace.